Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for taking time to join us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, Sitting at the King's Table, and comes from 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. I ask you to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and all those who are part of the Grace Nurture family. It's a delight to be before you all today, sharing these words of encouragement. Taken from 2 Samuel chapter 9, 1 through 13, this is certain on the day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing and being glad in it. Today I want to allow us to reflect upon kindness and humility and examine ourselves and be encouraged by the examination how gracious God has been to each of us. In your present condition, as you are, ever received a blessing, a gift, or a token of kindness while believing that you are truly undeserving of it? Have you ever experienced undue, unwarranted, and undeserving kindness? Does a man next door to a neighbor that sued his neighbor that broke through his sliding glass door in order to rescue him as he was unconscious due to a gas leak? Now, even though he received kindness, he received it as he was being ungrateful. When we talk about kindness, the greatest kindness any of us could ever receive is the kindness that we receive from God. When we look at our text on today in 2 Samuel 9, David the king had the heart to express kindness to someone. He mentioned and he wanted the opportunity, and it comes up two or three times in our text. In verse 1, he said, David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? If you recall the biblical history, David and Jonathan was best friends. Even though Saul being David's greatest enemy, but Jonathan was Saul's son, but yet Jonathan and David were best friends. And they had made a pact that if either of them would fall in battle, that the other would show mercy and kindness and take care of the deceased family. Well, what happened is that Jonathan was killed in battle. And David was so close to him, he remembered what he said. So when David ascended to the kingship, he never forgot. And verse 3, he says, and the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness of God unto him? And then, of course, there were those who sent out a search party to find someone. And in verse 7, again, David said unto him after he had found him, but this person that they located was quite unusual by pretty much all standards. The Bible says that now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell down his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. And David said to him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself that is Mephibosheth, and said, "What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog that I am?" Now, the background to Mephibosheth as a young infant, or toddler, his mother doing a raid on their village one night, was running with Mephibosheth and fell. And Mephibosheth had broken both his legs and never could walk again. But he was a cripple, and during those days, people didn't have mercy on cripples. And so we need to realize that there are times that there are those who show kindness to us when we least expect kindness to be expressed unto us. Now, even though you may be a victim of a broken home, recovering from a failed marriage, shattered dreams, have you ever wondered why you are still being blessed? Yes, I know many of us are still being blessed and don't realize because someone through God on God's behalf has shown kindness to us. In John chapter 5, the Lord talks about the impotent. In Acts chapter 3, it talks about the crippled. In Luke chapter 14, the Lord talks about the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. Who would you invite to your home if you had a choice? You know, a daughter was unkind to her mother. She was ashamed of her mother. Her mother had a scarred body and a crippled leg, who risked her life years ago in order to save her from a burning house. But she was ashamed of her mother, and oftentimes people are ashamed of those who are downtrodden and those who haven't excelled to the top of the social ladder, and they don't want them to be near them. They don't show kindness. But this is just the opposite in the life of David, and that's why the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. David wanted to show kindness. And David didn't even know that their fellowship had been crippled. But I understand he did know, because he's looking for someone in Jonathan's household or Saul's household so he could show mercy or kindness on behalf of his relationship with Jonathan. And so here's a question I want us to leave with today. Could it be that God, through Christ and on his behalf, is showing kindness towards you? Many of us are sitting at the king's table and are not aware of it. Just as David, on account of Jonathan, showed kindness towards Mephibosheth, God, on account of Jesus, shows kindness towards us, deserving or not. And we realize the golden text of the New Testament or the Bible, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Those who are in Christ are sitting at the king's table, because Jesus, by the power of God, was appointed Lord of lords and kings of kings. If you're not where you need to be in Christ, will you honor him today by surrendering your life to him through his faith, repentance, and confession, being baptized, so you can find yourself sitting at the king's table? We sing a song all day long of Jesus I am singing. He's my song of joy shall ever be. All the while he keeps my heart by ringing. That is why an endless song I sing. He's my king, and oh, I dearly love him. Now, those are expressions of gratitude, and they ought to be there. But why do we sing those songs? We sing that song because we realize of the kindness that has been rendered to us because of Christ's relationship to the Father. God has shown mercy on mankind, humankind, through his Jesus. For Jesus' sake, God spared the world for Jesus' sake. That's why in many passages, and especially in Matthew 17, the Father, through a voice from the cloud, said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." It's on account of Jesus that God is doing mercy to his creation on this very day. And we need to realize just how fortunate we are, how blessed we are. Even though we're undeserving at times, God still shows kindness to us. Now, as with Mephibosheth, have you ever found yourself in a place of grandeur and said to yourself, "How is it that I am here?" Let us go out the rest of our day being grateful. grateful, kind to others because of the gratefulness that we are enjoying because of the kindness of God through Christ Jesus. May God bless you and may keep you today as we are praying. Mr. God, we're so thankful for all the great things you've given us, the kindness you've displayed towards us. Even when we sin against you, we disobey your word, we still find a way to lay on our feet oftentimes. We realize that we are undeserving of it because we are slow to repent at times, even though you have forgiven us. Please pray for your mercy and your guidance on today. Allow us more time to even get better, that we become new and improved servants of thee. We are thankful for your kindness that you displayed because you're the kind God that you are. We are just thankful for lessons that you've written in your word, lessons like the lesson surrounding Mephibosheth, a crippled, poor, unable to provide for himself. And yet still, he didn't realize how rich he really was and the riches that was waiting to discover him. He didn't go out looking and searching for wealth and kindness, but it came to him because of the heart of David. We pray that we be as David was in many ways, showing kindness to our fellow man, but also let us show humility when people show kindness to us. God, be merciful to us continuously. Go with us throughout our day. This will be our prayer as we say it all in the name of the Son, Jesus. Amen.
You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. And now in him I am.